Thank you for that round of sympathy. How many of y'all are here tonight? Raise your hand. That looks like some of you. You know, I'm glad y'all aren't any more spread out, because if y'all were, you probably wouldn't see me, because I'm just barely tall enough to reach the floor. I remember one night a lady came up to me. She said, "Jim, we sure would like to see more of you." I said, "I'm sorry, this is all there is." You know, I just kind of went on. You know, I've really been kind of run down since I've been out here in Los Angeles. I guess maybe it's the smog or something, but I think maybe I need to start working out again. I remember a few years back I started working out with one of these exergenes, you know, and it's what these astronauts use in outer space to exercise with. I want you to know I used that thing, and I gained 4 inches to my chest. I gained 1.5 inches to each arm in just 4 days' time. Of course, after a couple of weeks, the swelling went down, you know, and I was all right. You know, I had a real interesting experience the other day. I was downtown, about as downtown as you can get in Whittier, and I was trying to buy a new guitar pick, and this guy comes up with a whole box full of picks and says, "Here, take your pick." But anyway, there's this fellow there, and he was standing there next to him, and he was telling a story, and it sounded like a story I used to hear when I was just a little fella, and you know, it was one of these nursery rhyme type of things, and my mother used to read these to me out of a little book, you know, when I was small. Anyway, this guy was telling one of those stories, and it had a little bit different twist to it. You know, this guy really had a thing going, and the story went something like this. It seemed that wolf and suff a paw fawn of a tall farm, therefore a little fiddle diff and thief who fall for, stuff a little fiddle girl for old nephew, and little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof hood. After a little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof hood, wolf and dale fay went and wall falking through foo thief he fall for, trip it. Wolf and all fall off of a self up and elf up kale fame up a bill fig bow fed wolf hoof, up and self fed. Well, fair are for you who go foing, little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof hood. Half and little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof itself had shilfy wuff as golf falling tofu herfer graph and muff other for how fast. Sulfo. Liffy bilfig bath had wolf of self had wild thought doofu yufu half have if and you're for bath basket. Little fiddle for ref had raw fighting hoof hood. Half and little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof itself had shilfy half had self and kufig is far for herfer graph and muff other for sulfo. I don't know about you, but I was serious. So for little fiddle ref had raw fighting hoof had wolf and off through for thiefy fall forest. Trill fit. Thiefy bilfig baff had wolf of wimp and off troll thump. Having thiefy bilfig baff had wolf of golf out two for thiefy growl fan muff other for his half house. Thiefy four for little fiddle for ref had raw fighting hoof had dilfid. Half and wolf and off on ilfin. Half and pull for thiefy growl fan muff other for ilfin. Thiefy claw falls it. Half and slough family doll for Chris Plow tackle. Sulfo, little fiddle, ref, had raw fighting hoof, and kefame, wall, fucking off up, trip it. Shilfy, now fucked off on thiefy, dole for, now fuck. Alf and whiff, and ofo, by fighting kefame, two for thiefy, dole for, shilfy, jump us, whiff, and off on ilf, and half and slough family, dole for, curse plow, fop. Sulfo, little fiddle for ref, had raw fighting hoof, and wall, fucked ilf, and two for thiefy, graph, and muff, other for spell fed, roof, foom, half and sulfo, thiefy, bill, fig, bow fed, woof, woof, flow, fang, if, and graph, and muff, other for spell fed, half and sail fed. Wall thought, Bill Fig, I'll fight you through half hell, growl fan, my father. Half and thiefy, Bill Fig, Balfed, Wolf of Self Fed, all fall of a bell fetter, two for seal for you for Will Fist, little fiddle for ref fed, raw fighting hoof hood. Half and little fiddle ref fed, raw fighting hoof hood, self fed. Wall thought, Bill Fig, teal feast you through half hell, growl fan, my father. Half and thiefy, Bill Fig, Balfed, Wolf of Jolfum, Talfav, thiefy, Bell Fed, and Delphi, Ralph, and all fall off a Ralph, and thiefy, Rule Foom, half and Nalfok, thiefy, Furl Furniture, all fall off over thiefy, Flow Force, Nalfap, Crowl Fackle, Curse Plow Fop. Melting, while foul, Balfak, if and thiefy, Fall Forest, Delphi, Wolfhood, Cull Futter, Hoofu, Wuffus, Chaffopping, Wolfhood. You know, Chaffop, Chaffop, Chaffop. Telfember, Curse Plow Foosh. Hurl fair, thiefy, no, foys, effing, calfame, raw, funning, off, up, and golf, a thiefy, bill, fig, bow, fed, woof, woof, alf, alf, thiefy, half, alf, effing, golf, a thiefy, growl, fan, muff, other, for alf, alf, thiefy, claw, falls it, effing, they fay, all, fall, live, fifth, half, happily, elf, ever, alf, after. You know, I really enjoy seeing people laugh, because most of the time you don't see too many smiles in the world today. And I don't guess you'll ever meet a happier young fellow than I've been these last few years. But you see, it wasn't always this way in my life. When I was 16 years old, I had something happen to me that changed my whole life and brought real peace and real joy into my heart, the kind of peace that the world is looking for. I guess I grew up like most American youth grow up today, believing in helping people and doing good things for others, and I was always in the pursuit of happiness. And I believed in God because my parents taught me about God, and I went to church often and read the Bible a lot, but I never realized that Christ wanted to take full control of my life, instead of just being a little part of my life. One night when I was 16 years old, for the first time, I invited Jesus himself to come and to take control of my life. I just gave my life to him. And it was then that I found out what it was like to really live. Jesus became a personal companion, and I found that I could really know him instead of just knowing about him. His Spirit came to live inside of me, and knowing Jesus personally is the most exciting thing in the world. Last year, I was up in Nevada, California, and there was a little fellow there that I'd like to tell you about. He came to our meeting that first night, and I noticed that he was on crutches. He sat on about the second row, and I didn't know anything about him. I found out later his name was Paul. Paul had what the doctors said was an incurable bone disease that had affected his right leg. Because of this disease, the blood supply had been cut off to the hip joint. And for a long time, the doctors told him that perhaps his leg could be cured, but the bone began to deteriorate. The bone began to just crumble away right there in his hip. And finally, after some 2.5 years of being on crutches, the doctors set him down in his office and they said, "Paul, there's not any way that your leg's going to ever be cured. The bone has begun to decay away, and in just a few weeks, there probably won't even be a hip joint at all left in your right leg." They told him that the bone had already decayed away so much that there was just hardly any bone left in his right hip. When Paul found this out, he walked out of that doctor's office. He looked at his mother and dad, and he said, "Mama, Daddy, there's no God. There's not anybody that really cares about me. Everybody lied to me." This became his whole attitude about life. He wouldn't associate with any of his friends. He became a complete introvert. He wouldn't even talk to his mother and dad. He stayed in his room all the time, and nobody knew what to do with Paul. Nobody knew how to help him or what to say to him. It seemed as though nothing they tried helped. But there was a lady in that town that was real concerned about Paul. She invited him to come the first night of our meeting there in Nevada. And that night, as I shared about how Jesus is real and how he's alive and how Jesus loves us, he began to realize that God really does care about him. The Holy Spirit began to speak to him. And that night, as I gave an invitation and invited those who wanted to publicly receive Christ as their personal Savior to come forward, Paul was the first one who stood to his feet and came to the front. They all went off into a counseling room, Paul and the others who had come. And a few moments later, a lady came out of the counseling room and walked up to me. And she said, "Jim, you know that little boy that came tonight on crutches?" She said, "He'd like to know if you'd mind coming back to the counseling room and asking God to heal his leg." Well, I didn't know anything about Paul at this time. I didn't know about the disease that he had in his leg. But you know, when somebody asks me to pray for them and when they have a real need, I don't tell them no, because that's not what Jesus would have done. So I went back there that night and I got to talking with Paul, and big old tears were just pouring down from his eyes. But you know, he had a smile on his face, and I guess for the first time in over 2 years, he had real joy in his heart. And I said, "Paul, you really believe that God's going to heal your leg, don't you?" He said, "Yes, sir, I sure do." And I said, "Well, let's just pray right now and ask God to do that." So we began to pray, and we asked God to work a miracle in Paul's life and to heal his leg. And you talk about faith. The next day, this little fellow went around to all the kids in the neighborhood telling them all that Jesus had made his leg well. He didn't have any visible proof that his leg was healed, but in his heart, he believed that God had done what he asked God to do. And he went home and he witnessed to his mother and dad. He told them how he'd given his heart to Christ. And he began to tell people about what it was like to know Jesus and how God had become real to him. And his whole life was just totally changed overnight. We went on back to Texas after that, where we were living at that time. And I got a letter from some people that knew Paul very well a few months later. And they told me that right after we left Nevada, that they took Paul back to the hospital. And the doctors were astounded to find that his leg was totally healed. The bone had grown back together, and his leg was just totally healed. And only a couple of weeks before, the doctors told him that he would never walk on that leg again. And that little fellow is not afraid to stand up and tell anyone that he sees that he loves Jesus, because Jesus is real to him. God's alive in his life. You know, if God can work a miracle like that, then there's not any problem that you have that God can't solve. But the first thing you need to do is you need to commit your life to Jesus, just like Paul did that night, just like I did when I was 16 and I found out what it was like to know Christ. Jesus said this. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will fellowship with him." You know, all over the country today, people are discovering how exciting it is to really follow Christ and to really know him and love him. And my prayer for you is that right now, if you've never given your life to Jesus, that you'd just invite Christ to come into your heart right this moment.